Okay, guys, we'll take questions in the room first. We also have a Zoom portion, so we might see if there's some questions floating around there, but we'll start in the room. Charlie, I'm sure you might want to kick us off.
Sure. Thank you, Mark.
How's it going?
Let's just start with kind of the overall loss now. It seemed like kind of a tough one out there. Not a lot of chances on either side.
Yeah, it was. We had to manage the game. I mean, you know, it is a game of mistakes today, both sides. And it's just a matter of who took the opportunity. They had some quality chances in the second half, which we got lucky with. First half, we had some opportunities as well. We had chances to break them down, but nothing really came of it. So it's just, it's a fair result, of course, but, you know, we always want more. We're searching for that win to get back on that streak of ours. But like I said, they did what they had to do. They were locked in, and that's just how the game went.
Third time you guys played York in proper matches here, followed them and then draws after 90 minutes. Is there something about this matchup that is just kind of tougher to separate?
No, I think they bring a lot of energy. They always bring a lot of energy, and they don't stop. They fight till the end, so you have to give them their flowers for that, right? But we also have to look at ourselves, and we have to start doing a little more and pushing a bit more. We were playing good football today. It's just, you know, when we got to the attacking third, we kind of we didn't get our chances that we wanted. We didn't create enough. But moving the ball up, like, there were some great things we did, but we just need to create more. You know, create more and take those chances, because at the end of the day, you got to put the ball in the net to win the game.
After last week's defeat with Hamilton Forest, what did the coach tell you guys to fix it for this game?
No, that was it was a reality check, right? This is what the game is, right? You have to realize that, you know, you got to bounce back. You know, you got to forget about the past. Sometimes you need to have a bad memory in this game and then focus on what's ahead. But it was a good opportunity to regroup and figure out what we had to do in the week. And I think we did that. We had a solid week of training. And then we came here, we traveled well. And I think we performed well today. But like I said, you know, if we don't score, we don't win. If we put the ball in the back of the net and it's 1-0, everyone is like, wow, you guys bounce back, right? So just how the game goes.
You guys gained 1 point. You guys are on the top. Hopefully, Ottawa loses. But you guys were able to contain the team. You guys were able to break the tempo of the Georgia United today. What you guys ended up doing to keep the momentum going?
I think it was about just being together as a unit. You make a mistake, the whole team makes a mistake, and we have to react for each other. You know, you do positive things, you motivate each other. That's what this game is about. So I think we were a group today. You can see it on the pitch. And you need the togetherness in order to go forward. So if things aren't going your way, if you stick together, you get a result, right? It's always great to get a point on the road. Obviously, you want to get three, but you got to remember, you're traveling across the country. A point is okay. So we still did what we had to do.
My last question. Well, you guys started off the season so quickly in defending champions, and that, and the others, teams seem to pull you back in the pack. Is it just a streak that you're going, a phase that you're going through now, or are all the other teams sort of saying, hey, there's the
recording in progress.
Honestly, I think it's just a matter of it's just a game, right? Like, football is football. We could have started the season with three losses, right? We didn't. So it's just a matter of how the game goes. It's not always going to be perfect, but as long as we stick together and it's about the longevity of the season, that's all I really look at. I don't look at the draws or the losses. I don't really care about that, to be honest. It's just a matter of our consistency and how good we can do, and today was good for the group to build off, and that's all I'm focused on.
Any other questions in the room for Jamar before we go to some questions on Zoom?
Between last week to this week, what did you guys see the difference? I know it was a reality check last time. This time I see you guys play a little bit better. But what was the talk on the room after last week?
No, we just needed a team performance. We just needed everyone to come in and do their job, right? It's work at the end of the day. You know, you don't just show up. You know, you got to come in and perform and be the best you can be, you know. If your passes aren't on, do something different to help the team. Make sure you defend. Make sure you're winning your challenges. It's just the little inches that you need to get a result at the end of the day. So I think the coaches said to us, we need to work hard. We need to believe in each other. We need to stay compact. And we just need to be a group. And I think last game, we were a little bit of individuals at times, and we make individual errors, and it costs us, right? So, like I said, this was a good result for us. We came together, we stayed focused, the coaches told us what to do, and, you know, we got a result.
Any other questions in the room, guys, before I turn it over to the Zoom portion of the press conference?
Hey, guys, just wondering if there's any questions on Zoom, maybe one from Pacific?
Hey, it's Khalid from the Victoria Times call, Mr. Jamar.
Hey.
Hey, no goals again in the game. I don't know if you addressed this earlier, but your voice is breaking a bit. But just what's it going to take for the offense to get on track as it was earlier in the season?
I think we just got to keep working. We just got to keep creating, make runs off the ball, and just help each other. There were some good combinations. It's just that final pass wasn't there. So maybe us creating a little bit more opportunities to shoot on target and go for rebounds, just firing from all cylinders, maybe taking some shots from distance as well. But, you know, this is not the end-all, be-all. This is just a little patch that we just have to fix, and I'm sure we'll see some changes in the future.
How much did the win sort of affect you guys today?
I mean, it's tough to play in the wind, but both teams play in the wind, right? So it's not really an excuse. You just have to figure it out. It's always the toughest conditions when it's windy, but we had the wind in the first half, and we played pretty good in the first half with the wind against us. So, like I said, both teams play with the wind, and we can't use that as an excuse.
Great. What's the sort of, no results now, at least winning results in six games, including Kenny Chipping. What's the mood in the room?
No, guys are positive. That's one thing I always push for the boys. I mean, you can't dwell on not getting wins. You got to focus on how to get back to your winning ways. You know, so it's a matter of taking the right steps to go forward. It's not a matter of worrying about the negative things. That's not going to help you push forward. So we just have to work hard, keep training, and dig down deep and figure it out ourselves amongst each other. That's the reality of this game, because no team is going to take it easy on us. When teams are struggling a bit, people have to push. Other teams are going to battle against you. They're going to think they have a chance. So if we keep working hard and just working on the little things, we can do something, and we can get back to ourselves. And like I said, today I thought there was some positives we can take from the game, and we just build off of that.
Thanks, Jamar.
Thank you very much. Brandon, over to you, please.
Thanks, Owen. It's Brandon from Canucks Abroad, Jamar. Just one question on today's game, I suppose, is sort of piggybacking off of Cleve's last question. Last season, especially with this team, it looked, at times like the counter was the best way forward for the club and you know, the team, a lot of success in that. But we've seen this season that, you know, opposition are giving the team a lot more possession, both in and out of transition. And so I guess the question is, does the team sort of see a transition from sort of playing that counter to playing a more possession-based game as the season rolls on here?
No, I think it's just a matter of figuring it out. Like if they're going to give us the ball a bit more, that means they're dropping, right? So we got to know how to break them down. You know, you break them down by taking long shots on target. You break them down by making runs and dragging guys out of position and then moving the ball and making a final pass. Those are things that aren't happening as much right now. So we know how to break these things down. We just have to apply it to the game and do it, right? We got to get into those positions. Once you start doing that, then the other teams have to adapt. But until we adapt to what the other teams are doing, nothing is really going to change. So, like I said, today there were some good things, and all we can do is build off it. It was a much better performance than the last game, and that's all you can really ask for. So, we keep working on those little details.
Appreciate it, Jamar, and good luck with the next one.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon. Any other questions on Zoom, guys? Okay, great. Jamar, you're good to go. Buddy.
Perfect, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I think we're happy with the way that we started the game, you know, something that we spoke a lot about, being on the front foot, starting right, controlling the game, controlling the tempo, get back to our possession-based football, you know, get back on the ball. I thought we did that. I thought we kept the ball really well. It was difficult with the wind. You know, you're going against the wind. It kind of pins you back at times. It's hard to move forward out of it, but I think some of our possession in the first half was very, very good. And then second half, we were with the win, but we had to make a change. You know, it took us a bit to find our rhythm again, our chemistry, and I don't think we created enough chances overall out of the match for as much as we had the ball. Something we need to look at, but, you know, as you said, it's difficult. There wasn't many chances either way, and we need a little bit more in the final third. We need to be a bit more aggressive going into the final third. But overall, our focus was how we started the match, and I thought we did that very well today. So.
I would assume that's kind of been your response to last weekend. It was probably a focus to start this one, right?
Yeah, the last few games, I think that we've gotten away from just controlling the ball, getting back on it, controlling the tempo, moving the ball side to side, and being patient. And we did that today. Now it's just that, you know, progressing into the final third and being aggressive and wanting to go to goal and create chances and take chances. So we didn't do that today, but, you know, we ticked one.
Just one more for me. You mentioned you guys getting on the ball more. Specifically, Marco was on the ball, I think, twice as much as last week. Was there kind of a directive for him to go looking for it a little more?
No, I think that's what happens when we're building more and when we're on the ball. We're able to get into the front three and get Bustos more touches. You know, I think Polisi, Mateo got a lot more touches, playing the ball into Diaz. But then we need that, you know, second movement to progress now into the final act, final third. Maybe we can be a little bit more aggressive. You know, there today in the first half, again, the wind was for sure a factor on it. But it was good. I was very happy with the first half. I think we took too long to find our rhythm again. The second half, we let ourselves down.
Coach, after last week's defeat, you said you were going to make some changes. What were the changes you made for this game? Can you give us a little update?
The biggest focus was to start the game well, you know, start the game with a good mentality on the road. This is our third trip to the East Coast in the last 3 weeks. It's not easy for the group, but I thought they did. The energy in the group before, you know, right from the warm-up, from the start of the match, was very good. We were on the front foot. We were ready to play. And the other thing is we wanted to get back on the ball and play our way and build. And we did that. It's just the final piece didn't come. We didn't create enough chances today. But I think there's a lot we can build from the way that we started the game, the way we played in the first half.
Are you planning any combinations to get more scores probably right from the beginning?
Yeah, we need a little bit more in the final third, you know, and maybe we do need to give other players opportunity. But again, this is the first time where we've been back on the ball, been controlling in possession, building. In a while, so that we'll take that, we'll start to move up the pitch, and there's lots of things that we can work on, but overall I was very happy with, you know, our approach to the match.
You were able to change the tempo on the game after the middle of the first half, and after the changes, all the changes went right. On your head, what you were thinking to keep the momentum going?
Sorry, in the first half or second?
Yeah, after the first in the middle of the first half, you were able to change the tempo a little bit on the opposite team.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, when we're building, to keep the urgency, you know, especially if we're not being pressed or under pressure, to keep moving it with a high tempo so that we can move them to open up spaces to go forward. You know, at times we don't want to be slow there. We want to keep moving it, be patient in our build-up, but move the ball at a high tempo and then look to play into those gaps and play forward and try to create chances. So that's it. The players did it, you know. I kept telling the back four to move it, and move for each other. And they did that. We just didn't create enough in the final third, the final act.
Any other questions from the coach?
Well, there's always a time of season where the benches are so short. Is there, like, a suggestion, you know, when they talk about salary caps and so forth, that just the rosters could be a bit, you know, a few more players or emergency signees were easier to get? Because you only had five players. York only had six subs. Of course, we're all going to watch on television. We'll right play tonight against Cuba. But you know, is that like a possible suggestion?
We've spoke, you know, roster 23, roster 25, you know, those extra two players, does that make the difference to the depth and you know, having others that can get more opportunity, especially with some of the, you know, the travel, and there's parts in the season that can be heavy with the schedule, you know, but we also have a couple of injuries, so yeah, it's difficult, but we, you know, we have a group, we have our squad, we have enough to continue to play through it. So
the Forge guys got a guy from Sigma, which of course is their farm team, and then they were playing against Vaughn Azuri, and they grabbed that guy too. And so even though they both played the night before, they just filled the roster. Yeah, they played against you. They brought the guy in 85-86 minutes or so, just to make up the numbers because they're just so short.
Yeah, it can be difficult. The schedule can be difficult, and injuries come up, and so yeah.
Yeah, and then this team's got to play Vancouver, who could, you know, have a roster of 40 guys or so.
Yeah.
They aren't gonna, you know, they're gonna have a bare minimum, I think.
It's the reality of where we're at with our squads and with our club right now in the league. So.
All right, another year. As I asked, hard. Back, like I said, the first year this league started, how many guys?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, more negotiations. Any other questions in the room before we go? We turn it over to Zoom.
I guess just going to go to some questions, and I'm sure there's a couple from Pacific.
Hey, James, Cleve here, the Story Time Commerce. How you doing?
Good, Cleve.
Hey, yeah, you pretty much answered, you know, a lot of the questions I had. You know, second game again without a goal, but I mentioned there are a lot of positives to take out of this game, especially, you know, since the last game was such a low point, maybe in, you know, in franchise history in Hamilton last weekend. Jamar, something interesting was this was a big improvement from the last game, and that's what you look for in terms of in these situations.
Yeah, just the togetherness, the team energy before the match, you know, ready to start from the start after traveling in. So, you know, those are big positives that we're going to take away from it. Our response as a team and how we've been with each other here. You know, and I think we got back to our identity and the way that we want to play, and we can build, we can take a lot to build up. Of course, we're frustrated, you know, with the final third and not creating enough today, but there are a lot of positives that we can take away on and off the field. Absolutely.
Right. And just, again, the travel, you wouldn't use that as an excuse. You haven't in the past, but I mean, three trips out east, I mean, in 3 weeks, that's got to be something in some way, emotionally, mentally, as well as physically.
Yeah, it is a lot. It's a lot for the players, you know, and it's a reality of the league. We keep saying that, and it's part of the challenges, the mentality of the group, and to be up for games when you're traveling across the country, it's not easy for them. And so, yeah, we got to give them a lot of credit for the way that they started the game, the way that we started the match today, the focus, some of the passing and the possession and the build-up and combinations. There was a lot of good things in that. And some good performances, you know, Abdou Samake playing left back. I thought he was excellent in the first half. So lots of positives we can take away, Cleve, from the way that we started and the way we played, and it's not easy for the players.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.
I think we got one more from Brandon, please.
Thanks, Rowan. Hey, James. There's just one question for me today. It's, I think it's something that Charlie maybe let off there at the start, but obviously the club saw a lot of success playing that counter-attacking game last season, and this, it seems to have transitioned more towards teams giving the team the ball. I guess, and I asked Amar earlier as well, but for you, is it more of an issue of maybe the team not being able to apply those, or not, you know, applying those, you know, parts of skills and the parts of the game that where, you know, that you're breaking down passes or you're breaking down the opponent's game and controlling that flow, or is it more just like a one-off, not being able to control that today?
Sorry, not being able to control. I just missed. You're cutting in and out.
Not being able to control sort of the flow of play and being effective when the team's on the ball there.
I thought we did control the game, especially the first half. I don't know. I haven't looked at the numbers. I thought we were on the ball. It was just going into the final third. The second half, you know, we had Matthew Baldissimo, not a serious injury, but he pulled up at halftime, so we had to make a change. That's never easy. Also, player came in and we lost our rhythm a little bit and our chemistry in the middle there and our build-up. And okay, York got on the ball about again, but then we found it, and we just didn't do enough to get back to the way that we were playing at the start of the first half. But this can happen. But I don't think that we were never, you know, not in control of the tempo or the game, especially, you know, for large parts of the first half and also the second half. But yeah, maybe there were moments. I know they had a couple of good chances, but that's going to happen in every match as well.
Yeah, sorry, I think I might have misspoke there. I sort of meant more, in fact, even though the team was controlling the game, they weren't really making use of that, you know, because that change in the final third there, just, you know, through, like you said, through the back half, the first half, and then maybe towards the second, just being able to hold on to that ball, but not really able to find that 6-yard box, that 10-yard box from those crosses or from, you know, the middle of the park there.
Yeah, they're not giving those players much space, you know, our attacking players, and they know to close them down quickly, and it was difficult to, you know, link and combine and some of our hold up and target play. But it's something that we can work on. We get back to work on. We're going to go home now for two matches. You know, we've got players that have been training, that have been out for a while, that are fit and healthy and excited to be back in the group. So I think we're going to take positives. We're going to build off of a lot of the moments in this match today and the energy from the group and the approach. So
appreciate it, James, and good luck with the next one.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon. Any more questions on Zoom? Okay, great.
James, thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Okay, save your back.
Cheers.